Welcome back to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I'm your host, Derek L. Calhoun. And now, a word from our sponsor. Harbor Solar is an A-plus rated Better Business company. Harbor is a company that provides innovative home energy solutions that put money back in your pocket and dramatically reduces your carbon footprint. Does your home qualify for solar? Find out how much you can save with Harbor's zero down solar plan. You must have a 620 credit score to apply. However, assistance is available to fix your credit so you can qualify, so don't delay. Going solar reduces your electricity bill, instantly brings up the value on your house, is transferable to the next homeowner, a 30% tax credit, reduces the carbon footprint, and more. Call now for your free, no-obligation consultation today. All you need is your current utility bill. Contact Lorenas Harrison, your solar professional agent, at 678-379-7541. That's 678-379-7541. This advertisement was paid for by Lorenas Harrison. Some restrictions may apply. The content of this podcast are not the expressed opinions or the culture of Harbor Solar. Hey, if you decide to take advantage of this Harbor Solar opportunity, don't forget to let them know that you heard about it on the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. Our message for today is a very simple message, but it's something that is dear to my heart, and I know it's dear to many of you who are out there who are right in the throngs of really making a transition for a greater trajectory in Christ Jesus our Lord. For those of you who are trying to get to the place where God has called you, and you are in somewhat of a battle right now, and the battle is not just against the enemy within you or the enemy outside of you, but then there are mental battles that we fight, because at some point you have to come to the revelation that you have been chosen by God, regardless of what state or what stage or what circumstance or what situation or what your background is or what your shortcomings are. God has made choice of you. He has elected you. And when you are elected by God, it is not based on who you are, but it is what God has put inside of you, the potential that is there that is yet to be tapped, the anointing that is yet to be tapped, the grace that is yet to be given. There are things that God wants to uniquely weave into your life over a period of transition. A change has already occurred, and now the transition has to take place where you actually begin to understand what your purpose is in the life of your salvation. So let me talk a little bit about this woman called Esther. And again, I want to speak from the topic, God chose you. So I'm going to pick up in the fourth chapter of the book of Esther, and I'm going to read beginning at verse 7. And Mordecai told him, and him was Hathaka, which was really Esther's eunuch. He was one of the king's eunuchs, but it was assigned to Esther. So Mordecai told him all that had happened to him and the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay the king's treasuries to destroy the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the written decree for their destruction, which was given at Shushan, that he might show it to Esther and explain it to her, and that he might command her to go to the king to make supplication to him and plead before him for his people. So Hathaka returned and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Then Esther spoke to Hathaka and gave him a command for Mordecai. All the king's servants, the people of the king's provinces, know that any man or woman who goes into the inner court to the king who has not been called, he has but one law, put all to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter, that he may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther. These are Mordecai's words. Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. Well, we jumped in the middle of this narrative, and I want you to understand the backdrop. The backdrop was there was another queen by the name of Vashti who refused to oblige the king, and he became so angry with her that he sought to find another to become queen. There were hundreds of women gathered together, and he was looking at the various young ladies, and Esther found favor in his sight. Now, Esther was unique because all of the other young ladies would bring something from their respective palace to the king's palace. But Esther listened to the eunuch succinctly and brought nothing except the things that he had shared with her. So what I'm saying to you is that one of the things that is helpful as you are making transition is allowing God to send unique people into your life to speak into your life. But you have to be in a place of humility so that you learn to listen to what these people have to say. Because God will position people around you almost like a pinball machine has these bumpers. And the ball pops off the bumpers, but the bumpers send the balls in different directions. God will put people in your life like bumpers that you will bing ping off of in order to get to the desired place that God wants you to be. So we have to be very careful about who is around us, because some of the people around us need to be dismissed from our circle, but other people that are around us need to be embraced by a circle. And when you are moving into a new trajectory, a different dimension, a different stage of development in your life, there are times you have to shift away from the familiar to learn how to embrace the unfamiliar. So you can't be tethered to your past in order to embrace your future. So let me give you some further background about this. Mordecai refused to worship Haman. Haman was the top prince, and that's a whole nother story, but he was the chief prince, the chief man, right up under the king. And because he was the chief man, everybody would bow to him. But when he got into the presence of Mordecai, Mordecai would not bow. Mordecai would worship no one but the Lord God himself. And so Haman became angry with that and conspired to kill all the Jews, and he got the king to sign off on it. However, there was one more person in the castle who had more influence than Haman, but her influence was latent. Latent influence means it had not been tapped into. And Esther was the least likely candidate to have these latent influential pattern in her life. Let me share some things about Esther. Esther was a prisoner. She was generally, all of the Jews had been taken captive. They were under the rule of the king. And she was virtually a prisoner, even though she was free, but they were captured. They were not able to go and do whatever they wanted to do. She was a Jew. She was an orphan. Both of her parents were passed away. She had no female influence in her life because her mother was gone. And so Mordecai actually raised her, stepped in and raised her and taught her everything she knew. She was chosen with a number of women who rose to the cream of the crop in order to be considered a possible queen for the king. An amazing journey. The least likely candidate, an orphan, no mother, no father, raised by an uncle, brought captive into this kingdom, and now all of a sudden she has an opportunity. She came in as captive, but she has an opportunity to be queen. And she ultimately did become the queen. And she was loved more than any. One of the keys to her success was what I mentioned earlier. She always listened to wise counsel. She hid her identity. She was low-key about who she was. She just was naturally herself. Some of us have to learn how to be you. And not the person that people want you to be, but the person that you actually are. Because who you are is who God created you to be. And you must learn to be comfortable in your own skin. But Esther always listened to wise counsel. And she was smart enough to be different from everyone else. When everyone was bringing substance and things to the king's palace, she brought nothing except the things that were told to her by wise counsel. That's critical. That's critical. But here's the thing that I want you to understand. God will pick you and place you in position to promote you so you will be in power before the problem arises. Esther was in power already in the place of the queen before Haman started his disruption. But when Haman conspired to kill all the Jews, Mordecai wept along with many of the Jews in sackcloth and ashes. And finally, Esther is confronted with a dilemma, a conundrum, a polemical situation, a problem. The problem is all the Jews' lives are at stake. And there's only one individual who has access to the king. And that individual was Esther. And Esther knew that the king had not seen anyone. And the law was that if anyone went to see the king and the king did not extend his scepter, then that person had to be killed, male or female. So by going to see the king without being sent for or requested was a virtual death sentence. But she was willing to trust the Lord, lean not to her own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he would direct her paths. She called for a fast. People fasted for her for 3 days. She believed God that if this was the will of God, she would survive. But she was also prepared to die. If you want to come into the place where God wants you to be, and if you accept the call of God on your life, then you must be willing to separate yourself from your flesh, and you must be willing to die to self. If I perish, I perish. Well, she didn't perish. She got to the king. The king granted her favor. It's a longer story than what I'm telling you today, but granted her favor. He stayed the execution of the Jews, and the person, as a matter of fact, Mordecai, was due to be executed by Haman. Well, the king executed Haman for attempting to kill Mordecai because Mordecai too found favor with the king. When God has favor in your life, there's no weapon that's formed against you that shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the saints. You have been listening to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I am your host, Derek L. Calhoun. I pray that this message blesses you and uplifts your spirit. Now go and influence the nations. God bless.